There's nothing new about computer software that detects plagiarism. It's been used for some time by academics to expose lazy, cheating students. But the software may now have settled a centuries-old mystery over who wrote an anonymous 16th-century play called The Reign of Edward III. There's long been a debate that William Shakespeare might have been involved. Some bits resemble his style, but others not at all. Enter Sir Brian Vickers, Professor of English Literature at the University of London, who has used plagiarism detection software to conclude that Edward III was written by Shakespeare in collaboration with Thomas Kyd, another popular playwright at the time.
Well, it happens that there are 25 unique matches between Edward III and Shakespeare's sonnets. And these are things like, in the play, his cheeks put on their scarlet ornaments in the sonnets that have profaned their scarlet ornaments. Nowhere else in Elizabethan drama do those three words recur. My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red, if you can hold that in your memory, but no more like her oriental red than bricks to coral. It's as lovingly as on the fragrant rose, which like a canker in the fragrant rose. Those phrases recur nowhere else. If you've got 25 of them between three scenes in the play and Shakespeare's sonnets, that's far beyond coincidence or any other explanation.
Why should Shakespeare, though, have engaged in a collaboration with another playwright?
Because this was normal in this period. This is the boom of the Elizabethan theatre. In the square mile or so of London's theatres on the South Bank, there were between two and five theatre companies competing for an audience. They needed a new play every 2 weeks. And sometimes a single author would come up with something. On other occasions, they would say, we need something else. Go and get Shakespeare and see if he will write something together with Peel or Kyd or someone else. And what then happened was that the two or three or four writers would meet together. They'd work out a storyline, a beginning and an end, and then they'd divide the play up between them. A lot of these plays have perished, but something like up to a half of all the plays put on in this period were written by two or more writers.
Does this raise the possibility that some of the works that have been solely attributed to Shakespeare may have been co-authored by others?
Well, we now know that at least five of his accepted plays were co-authored. Beginning in the early 1800s, the verse style is different. The way of treating characters is different. And as soon as you start doing detailed verbal comparisons, as we can now do, we can see that Shakespeare, like every other Elizabethan dramatist, everyone, co-authored plays on occasion.
Does it detract, in your view, from Shakespeare's reputation that there were times when he was sort of grubbing around like this, co-authoring?
Well, it wasn't necessary that he was grubbing around. It was a question of horses for courses. This play is a historical play. Edward III, once again, an English king defeats the French. You know, that was a very popular storyline in Elizabethan England, particularly since England had very hostile neighbours in France and Spain. So Shakespeare took on Kyd for this play. When he wrote Titus Andronicus, which is a Roman play, he took on George Peel, who was a graduate of Oxford in Latin and quite knowledgeable in history. When he wanted to do Timon of Athens, which has a large satiric plot, he took on Thomas Middleton, who was the leading satirist of the day. So it's more a question of choosing someone to do a part of the play where Shakespeare thinks this chap's a specialist. He's going to do it easier, quicker, possibly better than me.
That was Sir Brian Vickers, Professor of English Literature at the University of London.